Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, ensure your perfect heal of the starting today is your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal of the starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal of the starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer
out.
Today is the day.
Welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, and you know how this works. 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. So welcome. Come on in. We have a great show for you today. Let me tell you about something fun that is coming up this weekend on the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. We are having our very first show that is called The Messenger. And as you know, the 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive, we've been doing for quite some time, and it has been gotten such a beautiful, wonderful response. And I thought, what a wonderful way to add to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show by adding some information from the messengers that are getting healed here through the advice and through the love that's coming through myself. Spirit. What we're doing is we're having the messenger show, and what that is where we invite in a person that has a beautiful, loving gift of healing, and they share about their wellness business, about their spiritual business, about their spiritual gift, and we talk to them about that, and we also share some little information about helping you with your business from learning from others that are doing just exactly what you do. So it's this beautiful win-win where you get a little education about what other people are doing and how they do it, and you get a little love for your business to be able to lift you up and give you a little personal business energy healing. So this week we have Josette Diaz, who is a Reiki master and spiritual coach and spiritual counselor out of San Diego. She has a beautiful message. You will definitely want to tune in. This happens every single weekend. The times are a little bit different, so you do have to pay attention to the Blog Talk Radio Sharpening Your Spirit show to find out what the times are. And as we get better at this, we will get more consistent. Because that's how businesses work, right? We start, we get the idea, we get the little heart drop. This is the decision and the place and the way that I am being pulled to do. This is what spirit would like to happen. And then we just fine-tune it and get better as we go along. So tune in this weekend. And then next week we have somebody wonderful too. So today what we're talking about is living a first-class life. As a spiritual person, sometimes we have this energy feeling or this, gosh, we just want to be so beautiful in this human experience that we want to give and give and give. And that's one of the things that makes us spiritual entrepreneurs excessively special. And I'm so grateful as a spiritual entrepreneur myself that we are able to be able to do that. But here on the 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive, what we're talking about is empowering personal healing so you can heal your business and you can start creating those relationships that last forever. Fans, you can call them groupies, whatever works for you. But to be able to create that relationship, there's some things energetically that we have to do with ourselves first. There's some places that we have to get ourselves first before we can move forward to healing others. And living a first-class life is where we're going to start. So here's the scoop, guys. You know, you don't have to own a $2 million Victoria's Secret bra to live a first-class life. You don't have to drive a Mercedes S-Class. If you want to have a $2 million bra, nobody's stopping you. If that's what you want, put it on your list. If you want to have an S-Class Mercedes, nobody's stopping you. Put it on your list. It's all just loving energy. You give energy back. You know, it's all loving energy. But you don't have to have, you know, a yacht. You know, I'm not talking about that type of a first-class life. I'm not saying in any which way, shape, or form there is anything wrong with that first-class life. I'm not saying there's anything wrong. There's no judgment of that style or type of a first-class life. Because the first place we have to start is with our non-judgment when others have things that maybe we feel are a little outrageous or a little too much, you know. So I can say as a human, $2 million Victoria's a little goofbally, right? I mean, there's no doubt about it that there could certainly be some judgment around that. But when I put judgment around that, then what I'm really doing is I'm sending that judgment back to myself, sending a message to the universe that says, you know, I'm really just not as deserving. And I know that if I had $2 million, I probably wouldn't buy a bra. Let's get real. I'd probably, you know, create some beautiful type of work that would help people that were impoverished, or I would do something different, you know, and you probably would too. It doesn't matter, though. The point is to release the judgment on what others have. So you can just stay within you throughout what your needs are. And here's what I mean by living a first-class life. You know, what is it that you really want and you really need that you are not giving yourself? You step up energetically with the universe when you are able to ask and to give yourself the loving needs that you have. So, do you want something in your life but you don't get it or you don't give it? So here, I'm going to tell my own personal story. So when I was going through some struggles, some financial struggles, and doing some building of this business, and I had some health struggles, which I don't want to get into all that. I just want to just share with you the story today, because I've shared my story many times. And that is that I really, at times, just wanted one thing, and that was an hour massage. In the community that I live in, there's this great little place down the street, and you can get an hour massage for $35, which, you know, let's get real, $35 is not very much money. And I would not do it. I wouldn't give myself that hour massage, but I needed it. I needed that time to decompress. I needed my body to be touched. I needed to get that love. My back was sore. My body ached. I had some stress that I was really holding in my body. And for me, that was one of the ways to release that. That was one of the ways to give myself some loving energy medicine. But I wouldn't spend the $35. Why? Because either I thought that $35 could be spent somewhere else better that wasn't on me. It was better somewhere else, not on me. Or I just didn't feel valuable enough to have a $35 massage. So what kind of messages I'm sharing with the universe if I can't spend $35 on myself? Am I sharing with the universe that I'm ready to heal myself? Am I sharing with the universe that I'm ready healing that I need so I can heal others? You know, how can I help people with their spiritual business if I can't help myself? So I have to really take a look at those little things in my life, the small stuff that I wasn't giving to me because I was judging the value of me. I was judging the value of what I was. I had to heal me, and I had to know that living a first-class life for me was when my needs weren't being met, that I stepped up, I called out to the universe, and I asked for help, and I said, I not only need this, I deserve this, and I'm going to accept this with love. And I now go get myself a stinking massage whenever I dang well please. And it's not because I have more. It's because I've opened up to allowing myself to take that love in for myself and to give myself that healing. The other day I was talking to a client that is an Ayurvedic practitioner, and we were talking about this same thing and working on this same thing together to help her lift. So when I was speaking with her, you know, one thing that she confided in me, which was really difficult for her to confide because she really does this beautiful work where she's helping people heal their body through healing, loving food and energy work. And it's just this beautiful thing that she does. But she confided, sometimes I don't buy myself the best food. Sometimes I don't buy the organic vegetables because the organic vegetables are a little more expensive. So she's just sending a message to the universe, wow, you know, I'm not valuable enough for the organic vegetables. But the fact of the matter is, she is. The fact of the matter is, to heal her business, she has to start saying, I'm valuable. I'm worth living a first-class life. A first-class life can just be as simple as picking the organic apple over the regular apple, spending another a dollar, a pound, or whatever, over one over the other. So today our job is to look at where we not living a first-class life. Where are we choosing to be small? Where are we not choosing our own self-healing? And we're attaching that to finances or money or prosperity or energy in some way, because it's all energy anyway, right? So are you not giving yourself the love that you need when you need it? Are you not choosing the organic vegetables in life? If there's something that you really need that you're not giving yourself, we're talking about the small stuff here. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to start a list. What are the things in my life that I'm not giving myself that are just things that if I honored the healing of myself and I honored what I truly deserve, that I would give myself those things? And they don't even have to be something attached to prosperity. It might be taking a walk. It might be taking a break in the middle of the afternoon and meditating for a half an hour. It may be, you know, hugging your dog, whatever it is. It could be something big. It could be a new car. It could be something big. It could be a nicer place to live. It could be something big. But what I find is that as we're sending the message out of what we need and what we desire, and we're healing ourselves, to be able to do that, we have to look at the little stuff first. Because those little things are the things that are really getting in energetically in the way. So today, make a list. What are the small things in your life that you need that you aren't taking control of and just saying, I deserve this, and shifting that energy around that so you can heal yourself, heal your business, and create those raving, loving fans. So, as you know, this is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is your host, Cindy Sharp. If you'd like to have a free consultation with me, please contact me at sharpeningyourspirit.com. You know how the show ends, same way every day. Sending you with love, sending you with light, and a big kiss. Have a beautiful day. Tomorrow's another day. Chat with you then.